We've heard, especially in light of police shootings of unarmed young black men, lots of statistics about young black men. The statistics aren't good. A third of all black men in their 30s now have a prison record. That's 1 out of 3. 1 out of 4 is involved with drugs. But what if those numbers were flipped? 3 out of 4 are drug-free. That's the goal of a new video campaign by the Massachusetts Mystic Valley Area Branch of the NAACP.
I am a statistic. I am the 1 out of 3 who will go to college.
I am the 3 out of 4 who don't do drugs.
I am the 5 out of 9 who have a job.
I am the 7 out of 8 who is not a teenage father.
I am the 11 out of 12 who won't drop out of high school.
I have a purpose, and that's a fact I'm proud of.
Well, now we have two of the men behind that video and two of the students in it. Let's go around the table, starting with Jack McGoldrick, president of McGoldrick Marketing. Hello to you.
Hello.
And then Neil Osborne, president of the Mystic Valley Area Branch NAACP here in Massachusetts. Hi, Neil.
Hello, Robin.
And then across from me, Tyler Holness, a 14-year-old in 9th grade at Medford High School. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
And Max Tillis, he's 17, he's in the 12th grade. Max, hi to you as well.
Hello.
So, Jack, you're a marketer, you're doing some research for a campaign on an anti-drug program and came across statistics. What'd you come across and what'd you think?
I was working on the campaign for the Partnership for Drug-Free America with a very talented woman named Valerie Graves in New York City. And we were presented with the statistic, 1 out of 4 African-American teenagers does drugs. And we thought, well, if we turn that number around and look at it, you know, the glass is half full, 3 out of 4 do not do drugs, there's a powerful message there. And we thought that if we found other positive statistics for African-American teenagers, that it would make a powerful idea.
And you did find them, and you put them in this video. We're going to get to that, but first I want to do a snap quiz. Tyler, Max, do you remember the statistics that you learned through this campaign? Do you remember them?
I remember a few of them. The first one was 1 out of 3. I would be the 1 out of 3 students that do go to college.
That does go to college.
Yep. There was another one that was like 7 out of 8 won't be a father, a teen father.
Instead of 1 out of 8 that will.
That will be.
Well, and Tyler, were you shocked to hear the statistics put to you that way?
Yes, I was.
Because what had you learned growing up?
Well, people portrayed young blacks growing up as not as successful. The statistics showed that we're better than what people thought we were.
Did those statistics, the negative ones, did you take that in, Max, and think, well, what shot do I have? I mean, how'd you respond to those stats?
In a negative way, I did take that in. You know, I was like, I could see that, oh, my race isn't, you know, as successful as other races. So it kind of, like, made me want to work harder to achieve certain things that I wanted to achieve. Me personally, being in a diverse community, I never had to, like, defend myself, had to prove myself smarter than anyone else. You know, people just naturally looked at me as one of them.
But you did think, you know, you were part of a race that was somehow less than. Mm-hmm. Neil Osborne, let me bring you in, of the NAACP. You happened to meet Jack, the marketer, when Jack moved to Medford. What is your thinking about stats in young men? What do you see it do to them when they hear the negative statistic?
Unfortunately, it is the accumulation of always hearing the negative. Oftentimes, that becomes inbred in you. You don't even know it, but you begin to think less of yourself. And when I met Jack a couple of years ago, I knew it was sort of a genius idea.
And Jack, what was that that you wanted to do?
Change the conversation. You know, everybody always hears these negative statistics, and they don't hear the positive statistics.
And so you put together this video, enlisted a bunch of kids, and had them saying the flip side of the statistic we normally hear.
Right.
What's been the impact?
People have said all kinds of very positive things, whether it's to me in person or they've posted comments online, you know, when they've seen the video. These are the things that need to be heard. These are the statistics that young African-American boys need to hear, that other people need to hear.
Well, and this all happened before Ferguson, before Staten Island. Your thoughts about that, Neil?
The conversation that we were trying to start began before those events, but the negative images and the negative statistics were always there. And having Jack pull together such a high-quality production meant that the message could be heard. I'm getting a lot of feedback from individuals who are connecting with me personally online, saying what a great way to highlight the positives about young African American men. And we are happily surprised that the conversation is beginning from a positive point of view instead of a negative one.
Yeah. So, Max and Tyler, you got to make a video. What was it like to say the words? I'm going to start with you, Tyler. What was it like to say, I am one out of three that goes to college, three out of four that's drug-free?
It was shocking to me because I thought the percentage would be much higher. But, I mean, I know that the crowd that I hang out with, I see all of them as successful. And, like, myself, I plan on going to college in the future, so.
It was enforcing something you already felt,
yes.
Already knew. And, Max, how about you? There's a word that gets thrown out a lot, empowering. Did it feel powerful to say those things?
In a sense, it did, because it kind of, like, opened my eyes a little bit to say I'm black and, you know, I do have a purpose, you know what I mean? It's not just, oh, you're black, we're automatically going to list you as bad. So it showed that, oh, blacks are better than what people are saying or what people put us out to be.
And Jack, I mean, I don't think you're denying that there are problems in pockets of the African-American community when it comes to young men.
No, there are. And there are in any race, there are problems.
And by the way, you're white.
Yes.
We're radio, so we can't see that. Why did you get so pulled into this when you first discovered this trick of statistics?
I'm not a part of the community, but I, in many instances in my life, including my work life, I have been welcomed to that part of the community with open arms. And it's a great feeling. I know my skin is a different color, but nobody thought anything different of me for that. And they welcomed me into their lives and their offices, and I feel the same way. So, you know, do something positive.
Well, that's Jack McGoldrick, president of McGoldrick Marketing. We also have Neil Osborne, president of the Mystic Valley Area Branch NAACP. Tyler Holness, 14-year-old, 9th grade, and Max Tylus, 17, he's in the 12th grade. They participated in the video statistic. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org and the hashtag IAmAStatistic campaign. Gentlemen, all of you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.